seen some crazy stuff the last 2 weeks, but this would probably have to be the craziest, right? Last week was nutso, but I think this would be like double nutso if the Beavers are able to come up with this one today.
Roll with the punches is what I tell to people when things don't go too well. When you go for the gold and you come back empty. When
the clock struck midnight on Saturday on Bemidji State's two-week run against Winona State. But like the rest of us in life, when you're dealt a body blow, you have to roll with the punches. Head coach Brent Bolte knew his team still had a chance to win it late.
Missed opportunities, to be honest with you. We didn't play our best game by any stretch of imagination, but still gave ourselves a shot in the fourth quarter. Thought we were going to find a way to win. We were down 20-14 and had the ball back, but to be honest with you, you know, we got to do a better job in the red zone, not to turn the ball over, and then we can't allow teams to rush the ball as effectively as Winona did against us. So I think those were the major takeaways, but unfortunately, just the magic ended. We'll bounce back. We'll be ready to go.
Don't give up. You got to roll with the punches.
There were some bright spots in the loss. Senior defensive lineman Alex Hoffman had a career-high 12 tackles, but he said, you know, you can't win all the time.
Can't do it every week, but it was a tough loss. I really wanted that one personally, but it hurts, but we're just going to have to go back and we watch film, figure out what we did wrong, learn from our mistakes, and move on from there.
We got to roll with the punches.
Another bright spot, another career high along with Hoffman, was senior defensive back Mikey Junker, who had 9 tackles, and his 2 interceptions moved him into second place all-time on the BSU record list. He said that's important to him.
It means a lot to me. You know, it's pretty cool to have your name up by those other guys like Gunner and Rich Schwartz. It's quite an honor for me. I just look at it just like, you know, it's my job. I got to do my job and prevent the other guys from catching it. And, you know, sometimes I get lucky and the ball gets close enough where I can catch it.
What the heck? I'll just roll with the punches.
This week, the Beavers are on the road in St. Paul to take on the Concordia Golden Bears. Head coach Brent Bolte knows it'll be a tough task.
It's really essentially triple option football is when it gets down to it. So you have to be assignment sharp, and then when you get an opportunity, hammer the quarterback. I don't know how to put it any other way. If he's going to run it, he's going to have to pay the price and physically get after him, and hopefully that will, you know, pay dividends as the game goes on, or if it's a misread, or maybe he has to drop back and throw, or we can get him on the ground a few times. So that's part of the plan, and they're good. They got a good defensive line. They pressure you hard, and when you get in the long yardage, I think they set the NCAA record with 14 sacks against Moorhead, so that's noticeable when you look at it. They got some good individual players, but they play hard. They're well coached, and it's going to be a battle down there for sure.
Another career day was had by sophomore running back Jalen Fry, who piled up 179 yards on the ground against Winona State. He talks about the defense he'll be facing this week.
Their defense is good. I mean, the stats speak for themselves. 14 sacks, and you know, makes me know that we gotta keep an eye on everybody. We gotta keep Emmett up, keep him safe, and just do what we gotta do. They're a good defense, but we played good defenses before. I mean, we're gonna do our thing, and let's just hopefully have you know, good energy, good pace, good tempo about ourselves, and dominate from the start.
The Golden Bears are a run-heavy team, and Mikey Junker says that'll be fun for him.
It's always nice to get my nose in the pile every once in a while. I've been playing corner quite a bit and, you know, mixing it with safety here and there. So it's definitely nice to get a few tackles rather than some pass breakups, you know, just defending the deep ball. So it's really nice to kind of get your toes in the pile every once in a while as well.
What the heck? I'll just roll with the punches.
The injury bug has bit Bemidji State hard this season. Head coach Brent Bolte says it's next man up.
For the most part, I think you'll see the same guys as last week, and hopefully, knock on wood, we can get a guy back here or two. So I'm not one to sit here and say that one injury here, one injury there is going to, you know, change who we are. So we're going to roll with the dudes we got, and whoever's healthy, we'll get them out there.
Don't give up. You got to roll with the punches.
Today's game features two teams that are both hungry for a win after disappointing losses last week. Concordia St. Paul lost to Minot State. Bemidji State lost to Winona State. The two teams meet coming up next on the Beaver Radio Network.